إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
When we look in the Quran, we find that the word ibadah comes in different places and different people are named as abd. And the reason for that is that when we think of it in terms of this deeper meaning of seeing ourselves as completely owned by Allah and that He has complete authority over us, this is actually the only way of getting closer to Allah. There are no other ways. Ibadah, ubudiyah, being an abd of Allah is the only way to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see, for example, many of the prophets are named or called by the title abd. Wadhkur abdana Ayyub, and remember our slave Ayyub. Wadhkur abdana Dawood, and remember our slave Dawood. Dhikru rahmati rabbika abdahu Zakariya. Prophet Zakariya is also being mentioned as a slave. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi goes on this Mi'raj, when the day is coming up towards the end of this holy month, he says, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Immaculate is the one who carried his slave on a journey by night from the sacred mosque to the furthest mosque. And it's showing us that abd, this quality of being an abd, is a very great status that only the special people have been given. Not only that, but we see that in our tashahud, in our salah, when we say wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, why? We are mentioning that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, before he is the Rasul, he is the abd of Allah. Now why is that? The Holy Prophet being an abd is signifying his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas him being a Rasul is signifying his relationship with us, because he is bringing the message to us. And because his relationship with Allah is more lofty than his relationship with us, we are first mentioning that he is the abd of Allah, and then we are mentioning that he is the Rasul and the one who brings us the message. Now normally, we find that, you know, if we are called a slave by somebody, if we are told that somebody is a slave of somebody else, it's something very humiliating. It's not something that we would be proud of. However, when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are associating ourselves as the abd of Allah rather than any other human being, this is signifying our connection to the unlimited, the one who is completely immaculate, the one who has all the perfections. And being his slave is not something to be frowned upon. It's not something to be ashamed of. Rather, it is something that we are very, very proud of. And that's why we see all of these prophets given this name, Abd. Even during his lifetime, Atullah Bahjat would never like to be called by something like Ayatullah or Allama or any of these names. All he wanted to be called was the word Abd, that he is the Abd of Allah. And this is another example of somebody who had reached such a great station and he realized the importance and the lofty station of being an Abd of Allah.